In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. You guys, I said you look great. You're a great-looking group. I saw a lot of you on Wednesday night here at St. George. We had our All Saints party. How many of you came to that and dressed up? Let's keep our mouths quiet for just a minute. Most of us came. Now, we asked you to dress up as a saint, or if you couldn't think of a saint, as something else. A lot of you did. And the other thing we wanted you to do was come to church and learn about saints. Who can tell me something they learned on Wednesday about a saint that you didn't know before? Can you think of something? You know, what we did, we went down to different rooms, different areas of the church, and there was a display, and there was somebody that was teaching about a saint. Do you remember something, David? Oh, the room that I was? Do you remember the name of that saint? I know it was a long name, huh? What do you remember about that saint? Oh, now we're on to Nicholas. Okay. Okay, you learned something about St. George's life. He told the princess to bring the dragon back to the village alive, right? Okay. Who else remembers something? Sophia? A little louder, honey. St. Raphael, and he discovered this church. Very good. Yeah, okay. Okay, you guys, you have a lot of great... Put your hands down for 1 minute, okay? A lot of great memories, and I'm sure you learned some things about the saints. We're going to talk a little bit more about saints today, and especially about one that Sophia mentioned, because in the church, we remember St. Raphael the first Saturday of November every year. It's his special day. Do you know when the first... Yeah, today's November, right? So the first Saturday of November would have been yesterday. So that's his feast day. And some of us went down to Iowa City to the church called St. Raphael of Brooklyn, our Antiochian Orthodox Church, and we celebrated Divine Liturgy for St. Raphael. Can you guys take a look over here where I'm pointing at his icon? I want to ask you what kind of a man he is. We know he's a saint, and Sophia said he discovered this church. Look at how he's dressed. He's holding the gospel, and he's got a crown. What kind of a saint is he? You know, we classify saints according to what they do in life. Anybody here know? Oh, a lot of you know, huh? Boy, who am I going to pick? Miriam? A bishop, right? A lot of you are going to say that, I'm sure. St. Raphael was a bishop, and we could tell by his hat. He's got the mitre of the bishop. He's got the bishop's vestments, and he's carrying the gospel book, right? So that's a great way that we relate to their lives through the icons, through the stories about them. So when you came here on Wednesday night and you heard those stories about the saints, we want you to remember these things about their lives, okay? You guys keep it quiet down there. Keep it quiet. I want you to look over here. I'm going to be directing your attention in different places. You don't have to stand up, but look on the altar table. I'm going to get out of the way. You see there's a whole bunch of icons standing up on the altar table? Some of you here made those icons. You guys, sit down now. Sit down. Look at me. Look at me up here. Look at me. Keep our mouths quiet. Some of you made the icons, and some of you learned about your saints. And I'm very happy if you know who your saint is and if you know what that person did. What kinds of saints do we have? We have bishops. That's one. What's another kind of a saint that we have? You know, I said we classify them. There are many different kinds. Jonathan? Priests? Okay, we classify them with bishops. What other kinds of saints are there? Elias? You forgot. Okay. Jeffries wanted to say something. No, okay. George? There are heroes that save people. Let's talk about St. George. Who's your patron saint? What kind of a saint was he? Do you know what we put in front of his name? Not just St. George, but the holy what, George? Anybody know? Peter, I bet you know. Martyr, okay, very good. Very good. That's an important kind of a saint. We have a lot of those in the church. A martyr is somebody who dies because they believe in Jesus. Just like Jesus on the cross. Yeah, they follow his example. Okay, let's keep our mouths shut for just the rest of the sermon, okay? A martyr is somebody who dies because they believe in Jesus. And they don't change their mind just because people threaten them. Okay, so we have martyrs, we have bishops. Who else do we have? David, how about your saint? What's David? A king? Right? What else was David? He's a king and he's a what?
Soldier.
Soldier? Okay. Anybody know what King David was? He wrote Psalms in the Bible. And he's one that spoke the word of God. He heard the word of God and he spoke it. We call those people... prophets. Close. Prophets. So David was a prophet. Elias was a prophet. You're Saint Elias, right? And he's pictured over there. He was a prophet. So we have prophets. We have bishops and hierarchs. We have martyrs. We have angels and the bodiless powers. Anybody here carry the name of Michael or Gabriel? I know we have a couple of Gabriels right here. Do you guys know? What do we know about them? What do we call them? We call them bodiless powers. What's another word for that? Who said it? Go ahead, Nicholas. Angel, archangels, okay? And just in 1 week, we're going to remember them at a special divine liturgy on Saturday. The Archangel Michael and all the bodiless powers of heaven. So you all have icons. You have saints. And if you think about, maybe you have icons at home with their pictures. Think about what they did in life and why they're considered a saint. That's what we in the church want you to remember about the saints. They're a good model for you. They're a good model. Now, Marcus, you mentioned Jesus on the cross. You said that just like him up there on the cross. That's a great thing to notice because the saints, even the ones who didn't necessarily get killed, they gave their lives because they believed in Jesus and they believed in the Word of God.
Yeah, I said that.
You said that. I know you did. And St. Raphael is a good example. A couple of things we know about him. Somebody said he started this church. He came to North America how long ago? Anybody know about? I think we've asked you this before. Do you know? Hold on a second. Nicholas, do you know? 100. Yeah, that's about right. About 100 years ago, he was over there in Syria, and then he went to Russia to teach the Arabic language. And then, no, St. Raphael. And then his bishop called him over here because there were people in North America that needed to have churches put together. They needed to be able to pray in the Arabic language. They needed to get the communities together. They needed to find the people who were Christians and get them in groups and get them to go to church and learn the hymns and the prayers and to learn about the lives of the saints. So he came over here and he rode on trains and he probably rode on horses and did a lot of walking from town to town to find those people. He covered a lot of territory. If we look at his history, he's credited for St. Nicholas Cathedral in Brooklyn, where he was the bishop, and all the way here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So he traveled a lot. He just didn't stay home and wait for the people to come to him. And a lot of times, Raphael didn't have a lot of money. He wasn't eating well. He wasn't getting a lot of rest, and he had some health problems. So he didn't let that stop him from doing what God wanted him to do. We say in the church, the title that we give to him is the Good Shepherd of the Lost Sheep in America. The Good Shepherd of the Lost Sheep in America. And I want to leave you with one scripture verse before we sit down and continue with the Divine Liturgy. Why do we call Raphael the Good Shepherd? Well, who else do we call the Good Shepherd? Anybody know? In the Bible, and what I'm about to read is going to give it away. Do you know Gabriel? Jesus. Is that what you were going to say?
Jesus.
Very good. This is Jesus talking in John chapter 9. Starts at verse 11. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. So what do we know about Jesus if we know nothing else? He's the Son of God, and he did what? I'll give you a hint. It's right above my head, and it's above all of our heads. What did he do, William?
He
are you going to let Marcus say it? What did he do, Marcus?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross for our sins. So Jesus gives his life for us. Similarly, a good bishop, a good leader, sacrifices his life for the good of the people he's leading. You know, we're like the sheep here, and our bishops and Bishop Raphael are the shepherds. They're leading us into the kingdom. So we remember him for being a good shepherd, for imitating Jesus, and whether it's Raphael or David or Elias or Marie, who has the Virgin Mary as a patron saint here? Okay, that's another good one. Okay, or St. Mark the Evangelist. Whatever our saints did, and I've seen a lot of them on those beautiful icons on the altar, think about their lives. Whatever they did it for the glory of God, and they did it without thinking about themselves. So they gave of their life for all of us so that we would be able to imitate them. Okay, so guys, remember your saints. And here's something to remember if you're not already doing this. When you go home and when you say your prayers at night, before you finish your prayers, ask for your saint to say a prayer for you. Ask for Saint George, who's all of our saint here in this church. Oh, holy great martyr George, pray for us. And then ask for your patron saint, whether it's Mark or Elias or Benjamin or the Virgin Mary or Thomas. Ask for that saint to pray for you so that we might all be imitators of them and imitators of Jesus, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your attention. Quietly, stand up. And you can go back to your seats and we'll finish the Divine Liturgy.